So all these wonderful stories about Krishna's cowherd boy pastimes were just awakened within my heart. Very wonderful story about Prabhupada that nobody knows the story. It's not in any book. It's not even. There's only three or four devotees who were present. Maharaj said, "You guys always like to hear something new, and you didn't today." So, I'll fulfill your desire. Because my very first temple president was a devotee named Harinama, who later became. He had some carbon monoxide poisoning because of the car was defective. So I don't even know if he even remembers this pastime, but he told me. He was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is in a funny corner of America where it's desert. And we know in desert that's where people who kill Brahmins take birth. So this is a very nasty place. But he was there. And they were always writing letters to Prabhupada, "Please come and visit." They just had a little storefront like in New York. So this is old story. So finally Prabhupada came there, and Prabhupada went to Montreal, then he came to Santa Fe, then he was going on to L.A. And they didn't have enough money. Govindadasi was cooking for him. They didn't have enough money that time to fly her up to Montreal and on to L.A. So she just went straight, was straight line to Santa Fe. So she came there. She went to the doctors, and they said, "This place is a mile high, kilometer and a half above sea level for people who have heart conditions," because Prabhupada just had that strange whatever it was in New York, you know. So this is not a good place. At that time, Harinama had been bit by a particular type of spider called the black widow. It's very poisonous. And his leg was all swollen up. He was delirious, you know, and he was just feverish and everything. And Govindadasi came back and said, "Harinama, all the doctors say this place is not good for people with heart conditions. We can't let Prabhupada go here. He must go straight on to L.A. And somehow Harinama was completely delirious, so he listened to her. So then, there wasn't an airport in Albuquerque, in Santa Fe, it was in Albuquerque. So they had to drive in this little VW bug up to Albuquerque. And they got there, and Prabhupada came out of the plane. And this is old days, so they didn't call Prabhupada Swamiji. So Prabhupada came, and they immediately, Harinama paid his obeisances, but his, you know, like me, his leg was swollen, and he couldn't bend down right, so his leg was, and Prabhupada said, what's the matter with your leg, Harinama? He said, "Oh, it doesn't matter, but Swamiji, you must immediately get on the next plane and go to L.A. And Prabhupada said, "What is this? You boys write me so many letters, please come, now I'm here, and you told me to go away. But Swamiji, this place is not good for people with heart conditions," you know, Govindadasi blurted out. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, you think that I'm an old man?" Now they were really flustered. First they told Prabhupada to go away, now they're telling he's old man. So then, you know, they were really, nobody knew what to do. So Prabhupada said, "What do you think we should do?" And Govindadasi said, "I don't know, Swamiji, what do you think we should do?" And Prabhupada said, "I don't know. What do you think we should do?" "I don't know, Swamiji. What do you think we should do?" Prabhupada said, "I don't know. What do you think we should do?" And Govindadasi blurted out, "Well, Swamiji, you're the pure devotee. What do you think we should do?" "Prabhupada, that doesn't matter." I was so humble. "That doesn't matter. What do you think we should do?" So they realized it was foolish. They invited Prabhupada. Now they're calling him an old man. So they brought him back to the temple. Now everybody knew that Prabhupada wasn't coming, so nobody had cleaned the temple, nobody made any special. You've heard all the stories of Prabhupada is coming. Well, that didn't happen. So they came back. Of course, it was only Tosan Krishna and Govindadasi and Harinama, and I think that's it. So anyway, they came back to the temple, maybe a couple other people. They came back to the temple, and all of a sudden Prabhupada got out of this little Volkswagen bug. Everybody was shocked. And Prabhupada walked in, he paid his veda, Jagannath Didis, and he went into the Brahmacharya Ashram. You know what Brahmacharya Ashrams are like if they haven't been cleaned up. And Harinama said, "Well, so Swamiji, we didn't know you." And Prabhupada didn't even listen. He just went and he looked in the bathroom. Then he went in the kitchen. He went here and he overlooked, he was seeing, this is his new temple in the middle, because there's East Coast and West Coast, but this was in the middle of America. Well, not exactly the middle of it, it wasn't on one of the coasts anyway. So this is one of Prabhupada's new temples, so he saw everything. So then he went and he sat down in the middle of the temple room floor in a big cushion, and everybody sat around him in a big circle. So Prabhupada was just like a little cowherd boy, and all the little cowherd boy friends were sitting there with him. And he asked for some fruit, so they brought some fruit, and Prabhupada was distributing fruit to everybody. And then he pulled out his famous little white bag, and he pulled this little plastic bag, and there was something in it, but it had been round before, but it melted and become flat. Now this is an old story. Nobody knew what a basin laddu was. And these things had become flat. They weren't like letters. They became flat. And Prabhupada, Harinama said, what is this, peanut butter or something? So then Prabhupada was just sitting there like a little cowboy passing all this out. And there was one hippie boy there, and he looked at Prabhupada and he said, Swamiji, who is Krishna? And Prabhupada just looked at him and he answered just as matter-of-factly, like, I mean, everybody in the whole universe, no, you don't know. Prabhupada said, Krishna, he's a little cowherd boy playing in the forest of Vrindavan, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like that, Prabhupada, that was his answer. He's a little cowherd boy playing in the forest of Vrindavan, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shirobadaki!
As Dinabandhu was beginning his story, I was just thinking of a very small incident that I had personally with Srila Prabhupada. It was in New Zealand, and Srila Prabhupada had just come there, and the devotees had newly settled into a small suburban house. And they had on the walls different pictures from the Krishna book, posters. This is in 1972. And one of the posters was of this Brahma Vimoham Leela, with Lord Brahma on the swan in the air and the cowherd boys all sitting around taking their prasadam. And I remember that I was somehow or other in the room alone with Srila Prabhupada, and I was feeling a little bit nervous because somehow I had managed to get this opportunity, but now I really wasn't quite sure what to say or what to do in his presence. And he was looking at this picture on the wall, and then he said to me, would you like to go there? And I looked at the picture also, and I said, yes, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, he looked at the picture again, and he said, these are like windows into the spiritual world. And he was talking about this picture. And I remember I looked around at the picture, and it was just as if you went to somebody's house, and they had a big picture on the wall, and they said, oh, this is my father. And it's very clear to them. It's a photograph of their father. And with the same absolute accuracy, as Dinabandhu was saying, that same simplicity, Srila Prabhupada was just asking me, would you like to go there? And it was completely, completely natural and home for him. So this is something that, by his mercy, just came to my memory as we're sitting here in this wonderful transcendental place. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.
Another precious meditation is this particular chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Vimohan Leela, is the last work that Srila Prabhupada did in his manifest Leela. When he was laying in his quarters in Krishna Balaram Mandir, coming very, very close to the final chapter of his earthly Leela, Jayadvaita Swami and his secretaries would put the dictaphone to his mouth as he was laying, physically he couldn't even walk, he couldn't even sit up without help. But out of his supreme love and his immense intimate compassion for all living beings and his ecstatic love for Krishna, the translations and purports to this story of Brahma Vimohan Leela were whispered into that dictaphone in his last days. It was his last contribution in his literary career to the world. Brahma Vimoha Lila of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in this place, today, let us offer from our hearts our sincerest, deepest gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. He was giving the love of Radharani and Krishna to the world to his very last breath. Srila Prabhupada ki. Now, please, we have made the promise to all be at Krishna Balaram Temple. So my request is offer your dandavats and your prayers, quickly go to buses and then to Sri Krishna Balaram Temple. Thank you very, very much.